I'm Triad Arts technical producer Eddie Garcia. New York Times bestselling author Wiley Cash hit the literary scene in 2012 with his novel A Land More Kind Than Home. The work drew comparisons to Cormac McCarthy and Harper Lee. Wiley and publisher Harper Collins didn't wait long to release his follow-up this January. The novel This Dark Road to Mercy tells the story of a washed-up minor league baseball player who kidnaps his children from a foster home. The drama and adventure unfold in Gastonia, North Carolina, where Wiley Cash grew up. Wiley now lives in Wilmington, but for the majority of the past year, he's been out on book tour. He recently stopped by Scuppernong Books in Greensboro for a reading, and he brought the Greensboro band Broads to the shop for an intimate music performance. After the reading and the music, Wiley Cash sat down to talk with me about This Dark Road to Mercy.
I always really try to start with the characters because I want to write literary novels that are character-driven versus commercial novels that are plot-driven. So I try to create interesting characters that I believe in, that I want to spend time with, that I'm curious about, that I want to understand their impulses and why they're doing what they're doing and what they're struggling with. And so with This Dark Road to Mercy, I started with this 12-year-old girl named Easter, whose dad is a loser, who's out of her life for years, and suddenly he's back, and she has to struggle with whether or not she wants him to be part of her family.
And they come together through what essentially is a kidnapping, right?
Easter and her little sister Ruby are in a foster home, and their mother's passed away, and their father kind of shows up after being gone for years and years and kind of secrets them away in the middle of the night. And she wants a family. She also is afraid of being adopted and being split from her sister, and so she decides to go with him.
Do you have experience with children? Since a lot of the novel is told from that perspective, what did it take to kind of get in the head of, you know, what a 12-year-old girl would be thinking?
It's not hard for me to remember being a child and going back and thinking, what was I afraid of? What was I certain of? What did I fear as being true that I didn't want to be true?
You know, the father kidnapping what are his children from foster care, is it an act of love, or is it an act, you know, more nefarious?
I think it's an act of love, but I think it's an act of desperation born out of love. You know, he has gotten himself involved in something he shouldn't have gotten involved in, and he's afraid for the girl's safety. He also sees the noose tightening, I guess, in terms of his legal options and to get his daughters back, and so he panics and just takes them.
You shift perspectives. You go from different characters. And in This Dark Road to Mercy, you go between Easter Quilby and then also their legal guardian's perspective and then also the bounty hunter. Why do you like that? Why do you take that approach?
I think it's because in the South, and you know this growing up here, people tell stories. And the longer you're around people, the more you're able to tell their stories and the more you adopt their stories, even if you weren't there. And for a book like mine, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to give a full picture of a set of events. And nobody who's narrating this book knows the full picture of the events. But I want the reader to know the full picture because the reader is really the jury of the novel. They're deciding what they want to see and how they want to feel about the novel. And they can only decide if they have all the information. And so it's important for my reader to get it from these different places. And I like that the reader knows more than the characters do. I really like that.
So being an NC native and your books have taken place in North Carolina, are you going to stick around here or are you going to explore elsewhere, like in your future works?
I think I'm going to stick here. I think I'm going to stick with what I know. I want the places that I'm putting on the page to feel authentic, not just to the reader who's never been to this place, but especially to the reader who has been to these places. I want it to feel authentic and real and curated and loved and cared for, because that's how I feel about these places. You know, even if I write about them not in the greatest light, I think they're important places. There's no commentary
on my mind. Author Wiley Cash. This Dark Road to Mercy and A Land More Kind Than Home are available at bookstores and can be found online as well. Visit WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts to read an excerpt. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm Eddie Garcia.